Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Some surprises about what you eat now and where you might eat it. Did you know that quietly, the nation of India has become a leader in the production and distribution of organic food? The subcontinent is home to more organic farmers than any other place in the world. 66,000 of them work in Sikkim State, which has become the first state to receive 100% organic certification. Sikkim is a small, mountainous region in the northeast part of India, tucked between Nepal, China, and Bhutan. Amrita Gupta is an independent journalist based in Bangalore and has reported about Sikkim for her podcast called The Food Radio Project. She says the local government has played a pivotal role in encouraging slow, radical change.
If you ask people in Sikkim, they sort of trace it right back to the chief minister of the state, who is very focused on sustainability, on ecotourism, and developing it in that way, sort of like a holistic way. So they're aware of protecting their forests and water resources and soil. And he's been sort of a champion of that for years.
So it's about soil conservation and protecting the environment from the excesses of industrial agriculture. What about the export market, branding food from Sikkim being organic and having added value compared to other sources of produce in India?
If you look at where Sikkim is, it's almost closer to export markets than it is to the rest of India's markets. And with the 20 to 25% price premium, I think it is, they really think that it's a fantastic opportunity because A, they're geographically well located, and B, that they know that there's demand for organic.
What crops are we talking about here?
So Sikkim sort of focuses not so much on grain as it does on fruits and vegetables. And they're known for large cardamom, as well as buckwheat, ginger, turmeric, a variety of citrus called the Sikkim mandarin orange as well. It's farming that's on hillsides. It's very small land holdings. So it's also not, you know, just a few farmers with a lot of produce. So they really have to figure out how to band together, reach the markets.
How much resistance was there among farmers for doing this, given that it does change the way you grow your crops and in some places can be much more expensive?
So the benefit here, why I think that people were enthusiastic about this, and that there are many reasons for this. One is that Sikkim anyway wasn't dependent on the kind of chemical fertilizers and pesticides to the extent that other states in India are. So they were using, I think, about 10% of what other states were using. The other reason why they weren't resistant is because the government supported them right from the start. So they've been workshops, they're supplied with the seeds, with organic fertilizers, they've got training programs, there's education happening in at the school level. And it started very small. They cut the subsidies, I think, to the chemical inputs just like by 10% every year until they banned it completely. So it wasn't this overnight, we're doing it like this and you better toe the line sort of a system.
If 13 years ago I was in Sikkim province and I said, in a little over a decade, everything you see here will be organic, would they have thought I was crazy or would they have thought, yeah, you're right?
I think that because they weren't ever that dependent, it wasn't this completely different mindset that they had to sort of adjust to. I think that that's why a lot of people say, you know, okay, so it works in Sikkim, what about the rest of us when it's not the same situation? And that's true of most of the Northeast as well. They still sort of cultivate traditionally. They still know traditional practices of pesticide, like pest management with other plants, with natural sort of forms of treatment. It's not completely foreign to them.
Are there lessons here for making significant change over a long period of time? Because that's what climate change, you know, mitigation is going to mean, making long-term changes and sticking with it over a period of 13 to 20 years. What do you think this says to the rest of the world, if not the rest of India?
It's really proved that change can happen. And even though it's a small state, and perhaps because it's a small state, it has been able to make an example of itself, so to speak, even though it has no precedent to go by in the area. You have the government certifying the land for you, and you have them promising that I think they're subsidizing cold chain development and processing facilities now in the next few years, that they've promised that they're going to try and develop market linkages and improve the supply chain in Sikkim. So it's not a 13-year story. There's tons to be done still, because now that you have all of this organic produce, you have to reach it to the consumer.
Amrita Gupta is an independent journalist and host of the Food Radio Project. She spoke with us from Bangalore. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.